G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome everyone to WRA. I'm your host Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out this weekend and enjoyed local pro wrestling. It is what this show is all about. I was at AWA Sky's the Limit and was in a great match myself with seconding, of course, Showtime Jake Nova. We're against Adam Brooks, Robbie Eagles, and Rufio. What a match that was. All the boys did really, really well. I really hope that AWA get that cut together and get it up so more people can see. So more people can see the guys like Rufio and Jake Nova, who don't get seen by, say, the Eastern States. And then, yeah, really, really good match. I had a great time. I hope the people that came out to see it had a great time. And our guest for this week is Adam Brooks. He is, he's first Eastman guy, really, to be perfectly honest with you. He was the first guy I managed back, it's got to be near on five years ago, I reckon. 5 years ago, that time has flown there. Adam Brooks, and he has done massive amounts in the time since I've managed him. He's been a staple over in England for the last 8 months, I believe. Really conquering it over there at Rev Pro and at Progress and at Defiant. And back in Australia now for a little time. Came up here and worked the AWA show, which we were very grateful to have him up here. And I was lucky enough to go out on the next day and have a beer with one of my old mates, with one of my longest mates, aside from the real staple of boys down in Riot City Wrestling. Adam Brooks would have to be one of my longest mates in pro wrestling. So we talk about a lot of things on this episode. How his mate buddy is going, or how his buddy mate, I'm not your buddy guy. talk about how he's going. We get interrupted by a phone call, which you don't really hear because it all gets cut out. I also have to thank Adonis, who really did look after Adam Brooks this weekend, drove him around, even drove him to this this meeting. Even though you don't hear from him in this episode, he's actually sitting there listening to us prattle on. So I want to thank Adonis for doing that and going out of his way to really help out for that. Thank you very much, sir. And without further ado, here is Adam Brooks right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. Fucking hostile guest already.
No, I'm not hostile. I just like to be chilled out.
Can they hear me from here? I don't have to yell and shit.
I think I can.
Hello.
There you go. Can you see? Look. Little wavies.
Whoa. Ah, perfect. Why is that not hooked in?
Because it wasn't working for some reason. I haven't had to use this with this phone. I always use it with the other one.
Okay.
So, for some reason, it's just not... Well, because it's the old connection. It's for the other style fucking iPhone.
Yeah.
With the, because now they don't have that fucking jack anymore.
Okay.
You only got the 3-pin or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, after tech talk, Adam Brooks, welcome, sir.
Oh,
long time no see.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I might sound a little bit like shit. I'm getting a bit crook.
Like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, like. You know, transitioning from like weather, like, because I, like, you know, from LA and then sitting on an aeroplane with all these people and then going the shitty Melbourne weather and then coming here to nice warm Brisbane weather. Yeah, I'm getting crook. Yeah. But whatever.
See, that's how I know that I've fucking acclimatized up here. Last night when you're like, oh, it's warm up here, and then I'm sitting there going, I can go with a jumper actually.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I got me shorts, got me singlet on, got me thongs. But when I get home tonight, I won't. I'll be back in the UGG boots.
Yeah. Mate, the first time we did the trip, I did the trip from Queensland down to Adelaide. I completely fucking forgot. So I left here on a plane in thongs and fucking shorts. But I was smart enough to remember that to put a pair of trackies in my bag. I got off the airport at Adelaide and just ran straight to the bathroom and I go, holy shit.
Yep. Get the UGGies on, fellas.
Anyway, mate, so how was Boulder? This is the second time you're in Boulder?
Nah.
Thank you.
No. Boulder. No, it was the first time I was in Boulder.
First time.
couple of times with PWG, but first
yeah,
time
I've been with them for like a year now. I think I debuted in October last year. I did the All-Star Weekend thing, and Jonah did Bowler the month before
that. Ah, that's yeah.
So he's done two bowlers, and it was me and Robbie's first bowler. It was cool, man. It was sick. Good experience. It was fun.
Fun.
Good group of dudes, like the three of us Aussies, like.
Yeah. I was going to say, man. Does it make it easier now because you've got the three guys there?
I mean, yeah. But, like, there's been times when I've been there
on your own.
By myself without those dudes there, and it's still chilled, it's still fun, everyone's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I get to travel with my friends. So, you know, yeah, it makes it easier when those dudes are there.
Yeah. And how different is it from the Reseda venue to that new venue they're going to?
Dude, it's heaps better, man. Dude, Reseda. Like, Reseda's like, it's not a good venue.
No, but it just has an atmosphere.
It's got this weird atmosphere, but it's actually like it's not very good. But like you grow up watching these DVDs, and then like you're watching, you know, just this curtain, and then this venue.
Yeah.
And then like the first time you go into the venue, you're like, oh,
this really is just
this is it. There's cracks in the wall.
I've worked in places like this before.
There's cracks in the wall, and then like there's like the, like backstage is super small. Like it's just pretty hard to like stretch and stuff.
Yeah.
But then they went to this new venue, the Globe Theatre, which is in like downtown, city of LA, I guess. Yeah. And that's sick.
Because they were cool. Turning away fucking hundreds of people, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of like.
Like you'd rock up at Reseda, and then like there'd be people camping out in the fucking car park.
That's insane.
That's cool.
That's insane. Yeah.
But and they were doing the same thing at this new Globe Theatre. There was people, there was like fans that were.
Do they not pre-sell tickets?
Yeah, like I think there's certain tickets like this much for front row, and then like blah blah blah. But I think like there's this one fella who I think he always tries to get like behind the hard camera, so he's on on the
TV.
Camera.
Of course.
He
work the TV, son. Yeah. Work the TV.
Yeah, he said he got there at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm.
He was sitting there in his deck chairs and stuff, waiting for them to open up at like 7 at night. You know. So yeah, but Globe Theatre, it's a sick venue. There's more room backstage to like stretch and all of that. But yeah, I remember the first time, because I was on the first time they ran it, yeah.
I think you're on the last Reseda card than the first.
Yes, yeah. It was cool because, they had this big screen and then they had all these lights, and I'm like, ooh, this isn't very PWG, But then once we got out there and got the show going, we're like, it was still that intimate, crazy atmosphere, just heaps more people, a little bit better production, like they've still got the black curtain that we walk out of.
Yeah.
Globe Theatre's cool. So, sick.
So how different is that from like, say, like compare PWG to, say, Progress to MC Dub? Because they would be the three big indies in the country. Well, MC Dub would be the biggest Indian in Australia, so.
The difference would probably be production and storylines.
Yeah.
You know, PWG.
Don't have storylines.
They don't really have storylines. But then MCW is very storyline based.
Yeah.
Progress probably is as well, I suppose, storyline wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, MCW is very storyline based.
Yeah.
But and they obviously have their sick wrestling and stuff too. But and their production is just keeps getting better and better and better and better and better, you know. So. That'd be like the difference.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're back in Australia now. How long are you back for? Are you just like a flying visit, or is it a?
I'm not really discussing.
I was like
in
that,
regards
it?
To it. Like, I'm just
book him if you can.
I'm just going with the flow. I'll just say that I'm gonna be here temporarily for a bit.
Yeah.
There's just stuff happening outside of wrestling back at home, so I was like, I might stick around for a bit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean like I'm gonna be stuck here for the rest of my life, you know. I'm still planning on doing some traveling and all of that stuff.
Well, the good thing about it now is like guys like Robbie bases himself here, but still does a lot of the PWGs. Yeah, or
exactly.
It's not that. I mean, it's a bit of a fucking flight, but it's still doable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I have I have certain goals that aren't in this country.
Yep.
So I'm just going to be hanging out here and working towards those whenever those come to fruition.
See, I remember we talked, this is years ago now, before we even like started talking like manager wrestler sort of thing. And you were like, oh, I don't think WWE's for me. And you were like, if I can land in ROH, I'll be quite happy with that. How much have you changed now from that sort of opinion?
Well, I want to be in WWE.
I remember, but I actually went back and listened to it. And I've gone, kind of changed now.
But I also
think... Is it more of an attainable goal that you can see now?
Yeah, because I've seen the landscape change.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen the landscape change. Like, I think I was still...
I remember back then you really wanted to be a New Japan Young Boy.
Yeah, well...
See, that's how old that was. That was that. Remember, we sat in my car.
Yeah. When was that? 2013?
Fuck, yeah, would have been. It was that football show.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Times change, fellas. Yes. even when Matt got picked up, like, by WWE, I think I was still in that point where I was like, no, I don't know if it's for me, sort of thing.
Being picked up by then, and you were just like, I'm not too sure if that's what I want to do.
But then seeing the landscape change, and then seeing all of these top indie guys just getting swooped up, and then like the whole Cruiserweight 205 thing, I'm like, that's where I want to be.
Especially since with like the 205 show, it seems that they've taken the reins off those guys. They said, look, just do what you can do now.
Yeah, yes, they.
Where it was,
I have heard from some that's what it's like.
Oh, okay.
Yes, which is good.
Unnamed sources.
Yes, which is good. Obviously, there's still going to be, rules and all of that.
Of course.
Watching the show, it certainly feels like...
Yeah, it used to be skippable. And now it's just not. And good. I think it's mainly because of your old mate.
Old mate. He's doing some decent stuff on there, I suppose.
Yeah. Don't pump him up too much.
Nah, I don't need that. He's doing good. I'm super proud. It's good to watch him. Like, and I'm not being biased, but he's got to be the best thing on that show, wrestling wise.
Yeah, definitely one of. It's to the point now. If I don't see him in the description, I'm like, well, I might be able to miss this one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's so much wrestling to watch during a week.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, that you really get a choice to pick and choose. Like, I was talking last night to one of the guys, and I was like, I really don't watch Raw that much. Like, I'll watch the promos, but like half the time I'll skip through a match if I don't think it's going to be anything fucking interesting. Like, I'll watch a Seth Rollins match because usually he never fucking phones it in.
Yeah, but likewise.
There are certain ones that like, I'll just skip through the promos.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah, true.
But if I see him on a description, I said, this is going to be a real fucking good match.
Yeah. And I think even lately, they've been giving him a lot of mic time, which is new for him.
Yeah.
Because, he wasn't very confident or...
No, well, before
he might have thought he was confident, but he wasn't. I wouldn't say he was a good promo.
No, well, before they had Alexa with him.
She can obviously bloody talk. She's good. But no, it's cool to see that they're letting him, give him some mic time and I think his promos have definitely gotten better.
Yeah.
You know, we always joke around and stuff. I still think I'm a better promo than him. I still think I can talk better than him. But every now and then, he did an in-ring promo a few weeks ago. They gave him so he did his match and then he was asking for the mic and I'm like, oh, they're giving him an in-ring promo. And then I was like, I was sitting there like, kind of like biting my tongue a little bit, watching it going, because he sometimes, I say this to him all the time, he sometimes slips with his accent. Like he'll...
Slip in and out of like American?
Yeah, he'll have like a slight like American like...
You fucking change, mate.
Sort of thing. Yeah, that's me. Yeah. But no, that in-ring one, I was like, oh, not bad, man. That was all right. He's like, yeah?
Well, wasn't that good. Come on now.
But then, every now and then, I'll give him a bit of shit because I'll hear, like, he'll say a certain word with a little bit of an American, like,
yeah,
twinge to it.
I reckon, but, I reckon you would watch his matches the way I watch Demi's matches. Like, I watch Demi's matches and I'm a lot more animated and like, oh,
yeah,
shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
And I didn't even realize I did this. My wife pointed out that I did it. Because, like, she'll come in and out of the room when I'm watching wrestling all the time. And I'm usually just really quiet, just watching the fucking thing. But with her, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, you're, you know, right. What I mean? No, you're right. He did something the other night. He worked at Grand Metalik guy.
Yep.
And there was some spot, some bump, and he was, like, selling his arm or something.
And you're like, oh, fuck, I don't
and
know.
And I was like,
real.
I, like, tilted my head a bit, and I'm like, has he done something?
Yeah.
And then I messaged him. I'm like, oi, what went down here? And he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's
all
cool.
I'm just a good seller, mate.
I'm just really good at what I do. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever, dude. But, no, yeah, it's cool. I'm heaps proud of him. I'm glad they've finally given him the ball to let him do his thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so sick watching him, you know, in Melbourne.
Yes.
Against Cedric.
If they don't give him the belt, I'm going to be spewing. They're going to have a right. They'll have a right on their hands.
Yeah. I agree. All I want is just give him some time.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him time.
Give him time, yeah.
Give him...
I don't know how much we lost then.
Oh, no.
Jesse Moon, you're a fuckhead. Anyway.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Jesse just tried to call me while we're doing this interview, so something's probably cut out, and I apologise, but fuck Jesse Moon. Anyway, we'll go back on you, because we just did a whole thing on Buddy Murphy, so if we missed it all, apologies.
That's all right, don't worry about him.
Yeah.
He's on tally.
So how long have you been, like, how long did you stay in England for?
Eight months. Yeah, it was 8 months because I went. So for Christmas and New Year's, I decided to show up in Florida and hang out with our vlog. So I was with him for Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to the UK. Yeah. So I got into the UK like January.
All right.
So yeah, 8 months I was doing.
So from then and now, like coming back here, have you noticed much of a difference in the local scene since you've been away? Dramatic pause.
I'm just trying to think how to word it. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of the boys have been looked after a lot better in regards to being booked and looked after and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just, like, you know, us three guys, me, Jonah and Robbie, because people are like, oh my god, they've gone and done this, let's, you know, we have to look after them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think everyone is being looked after. And I think I saw Jonah did some sort of a post or something, you know, maybe a year ago or a couple of months ago or something, just saying, you know, like, we're trying to get Australia to a certain point or a level. We've got to look after all the boys.
Yeah.
With certain stuff, you know, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, and it's really cool. Like, whenever I get booked, you know, interstate or anything, people are always looking after, do you want checked in, or do you want a motel,
yeah,
and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm usually, you know, I'll usually look after them and be like, look, like, I've got friends everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't waste your coin on a fucking hotel or anything,
yeah,
man. Like,
Donald will put me up.
Yeah, like, I got cool friends everywhere. I'll just hang out with them, you know.
Yeah.
But every now and then, like, I might take that offer up just to relax in a cool hotel, and I appreciate it. Yeah, it's cool. But no, I think it's working all round.
Yeah.
I think and I understand, like, the whole bring yourself up type stuff. I did that for, like, you know, a couple of years, because
yeah,
I just wanted to learn, and I didn't care. You know, I was wrestling for no money. I was driving to Adelaide, you know, for 8 months for nothing to wrestle in front of, you know, no one, just to learn.
Yeah.
You know, but then I did that, and then I got that opportunity at RCW, and then
we looked after your kid.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, that place, I love that place.
Yeah.
You know?
I miss it.
Yeah, it was good
constantly
to be back. Oh man,
yeah,
it's so good to be back last month. Yeah. So good. It was
you
awesome.
We talked last night, and I said, when haven't you got Cree next show at the Rumble?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you got Cree coming up. And you're like, oh, I wrestled in December. I'm like,
yeah, so we wrestled each other in December.
Yeah.
And then we're doing that
again.
Yeah. That was just sprung on me.
Yeah, well, they'll do that.
Go there
and do a promo.
No, right? That's exactly what they did. It was awesome. They're like, oh, like the show's running, and they're like, oh, we're thinking of doing you and Cree next month. And I'm like, oh, cool, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
They're like, can you go out and do a, like, this was an intermission, I just wrestled. Yeah. They're like, can you go out after his match and just do a promo? Like, I'm like, okay, what do you want to say? Just challenge him. Just be you. Just challenge him. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. And you gotta love that, because, like, working with Cree is just fucking
dude,
fun.
He's the man.
It's fun.
Yeah, he's sick.
He, that's the one thing I do really regret is at the time you had that bad shoulder and we never got to do that full blow off with that angle. That's the only real thing I regret from that whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's we got to beat Kell up, so it was good.
Yeah. They had a good match.
Yeah.
That was a really good match. It's sick. I love wrestling him. I think he's one of the most, like, underrated dudes in the country.
If he didn't decide that he just wanted a simple life with the wife and the kid, he would be doing what you and Robbie and Jonah are doing right now.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion, anyway.
Oh, no, I agree. But, you know, there's nothing wrong
with that. There's nothing wrong with
that. Nothing wrong with that. Actually, he gets to arrest people for a living, exactly. Which is kind of interesting.
If anything, though, I really do. I admire that, like, those guys that just want to try and build up the local scene, almost like sacrifice what they could do personally because they want to build something at home.
I
really fucking admire that.
And I listened to the podcast you did with Brody, and he was talking about that.
Because
he knows that he's too old to be doing stuff that I'm doing. He'll giggle. I love him. He's the most attractive old man ever.
Fucking Russell Crowe Jr.
I love that dude. Listening to him talking about, you know, how he knows that he ain't gonna be, you know, doing certain things.
Because him and I broke in together.
Yes.
And I'm like a couple of years older than him as well. I knew from the start I was never gonna, like, this is never gonna be a career for me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have as much fun as I could.
And hearing him say that, he just wants to enjoy it and have fun.
Yeah.
That's why we kind of do this.
Exactly.
So
exactly. That's cool. Why when I realized I couldn't wrestle anymore, and they were like, do you want to do a managing thing? I was like, yeah, I'll give
it a try. And like, that's another thing. Like, one of the Pereira boys, Big Steen.
Yeah.
I love those boys.
Yeah.
I love those boys. Steen came in and he was all super eager to wrestle. And then, like, he did a few matches and then he found out that it wasn't for him. And I remember him coming to me going, you know, oh, I'm really nervous to tell them I don't want to wrestle, but I still want to be involved. I'm like, dude, like,
just do it.
Just do it. There's nothing wrong with being like a manager or anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to bump.
That was pretty much what I had to have that conversation with Cree. I was like, look, man, my body just keeps fucking breaking down on me.
Yeah.
It's not my, like, I wish I could keep going, but it just seems I get injured every time I really, really push it.
And
so,
like, I said to him, like, your managerial skills or you're a great mouthpiece, you're a great character, you don't need to wrestle, dude. Don't be scared that you don't want to wrestle. Like, you can still be involved in this business without having to be a wrestler.
If you really love it, you'll find a way. That's
there's
the thing.
Managers, there's bloody refs, there's bloody commentators.
Yeah.
I want to commentate one day. I reckon I'll be a sick commentator. I was trying to commentate at PWG, but they didn't let me.
That's probably a smart move. It's the same reason I don't let Tim K do a podcast.
I think you should.
No, because I love Timmy. I don't want to see him completely flush his career.
If Tim K does a podcast, I want it to be the HSP podcast.
Oh, jeez.
I have to give them a shout out. They
will,
I love that podcast.
They will let him.
They're my boys.
Oh, jeez. Are they even still going?
They are, yes.
They are.
Steve went and he's done it. He went on holiday for a few months.
Ah, okay.
So they'll be back.
Because I went to look it up the other day and they hadn't had one for a while.
Yeah,
like,
they'll be back. I think their first, you know what? Their first episode back might be with me.
Because
I'm in town next week and they're like, do you want to come by and, you know, hang out? And I'm like, yeah. I love talking to you fellas.
Yeah.
I love talking to those dudes. They're awesome. Yeah, HSP podcast. Everyone listen to it. It's good.
Shut up, will you? Fuck.
And this, of course.
Oh, Jesus. So, do you still, now that you're back here, I'm guessing that you still have the sort of irons in the fire in England, whereas, like, where were you sort of working primarily? Was it primarily, like, is it RPW?
Rev Pro,
yeah. Primarily Rev Pro?
I would say mainly Rev Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rev Pro, and then I did, like, I think I did about 5 progress shows.
Yeah, progress seemed...
OTT, I did a few OTTs. That's
the
really,
Irish.
Yeah. That's a really good company, man. Yeah. That's sick. Defiant, I did 2 Defiant shows. They were good. That's a really good...
Well, Defiant's that what culture, but they changed it, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes, that's a really good company, man. They've got, like, good traction behind them. You know, and it makes sense why you see a lot of these dudes that are, you know, getting these UK deals and then they can't do Defiant because it's got this whole online reach type.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing, man. So yeah, there were some good places over there.
Mm. So how much would you say that Will Ospreay has changed your career trajectory?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you were already pretty much one of the best workers in the country.
Apparently.
You fucking were.
Okay. I mean, that's, yeah.
You don't like pumping your tyres, but fucking, you are one of the best, if not the best workers in the country. And I think it was the fact that people from around the globe never really got to see that. It was someone like Will coming down, and maybe even, like, being that you wanted to break into UK, having someone like him be able to vouch for you. For you to just go, my name's Adam Brooks, I wrestle for fucking MC Dub. MC Dub's pretty well known, but I've worked Will Ospreay. You can ask Will what you think. How much does that, do you think he really opened the door for you in England?
Yeah, no, heaps, man. Yeah. But it was cool because Will came over here to actually...
try and help Australia.
Help and work hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like...
yeah, because he could have really just come in and sort of, like, mailed it in for a paycheck, but, yeah.
No, yeah, but, like, yeah, the working with Will obviously was, I guess, just that little, I don't know, what, bump?
The nudge you needed.
The nudge that I needed for people to be like, oh, there's this kid that wrestled Will Ospreay, and it was pretty
rad.
People said it was a sick match, like, it was pretty good. And then, yeah, but I kind of, in my head, I was kind of like, okay, like, I've had this one match with this one well-known guy,
Did that give you the sort of motivation to go, I could go over to England now? Because the way you hung with him in the match?
Well, England hadn't even crossed my mind at that point.
Yeah?
No, it hadn't really crossed my mind. I just... because I was going through other bullshit back home. And then, in that documentary MCW put out, I was going to quit that month.
Yeah.
Like, I was 90% going to quit. Because I was just in a real shit place. And I was like, I'm... over this stuff. Yeah. And then he's the reason, like, that match,
you messaged me and you're like, oh, I'm just about done, mate.
Yeah. And he's the reason that I was like, oh, I should probably stick around doing this, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm like, oh, you know, I was at this real frustrated point, I was like, oh, you know, I probably should stick around. So, like, I kept, you know, chipping away doing stuff. But the thought of England only came across sort of when I did PWG the first time, because I spoke to some of those boys.
Okay.
I was like, oh, what's it like over there, blah blah blah, and I'd seen a few other Aussies go over, and I was like, oh yeah. And like, I didn't really want to go, but I was like, I think it's something I might need to do, just to
get your name out there,
get my name out there more, jump on this little nudge that will help me with that match, and just kind of, you know. And I just started getting, like, tagged in certain stuff, like, oh, come over to the UK, someone bring Brooksy over there, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just give it a whirl, go over there, see what happens type thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just kind of just did it.
Yeah. So yeah. How easy was it for you to sort of break into the crowd? Because the one thing I really did like is that you didn't change your gimmick at all. You were still, like, Brooksy from fucking Dingley.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, I didn't want to... I didn't want to change. And I think that mentality came from doing, like, PWG, like...
Well, you got there by being fucking that character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's a character, it's pretty much just fucking you.
Anyone
who actually knows you know that there's no real difference between...
But I went into PWG going, all right, I'm not bloody Ricochet, I'm not bloody Will, I can't do all of that stuff, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to do Brooksy, I'm going to just, you know, do my thing, and try throw in a few cool things that I can do, I suppose. And I guess it worked. And then, yeah, I did the same sort of thing in England. It was a little bit different in England because the style's obviously different over there.
Yeah.
Some
gravitated... How long did it take to adapt to it?
I think it probably... Maybe it would have took a little while just getting used to certain stuff because I think the main thing getting used to was just doing shorter matches.
Okay, yeah.
Because here, people would be like, yeah, go out there. Go as long as you want. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, because you've reached a certain level on the card. You had to start from the bottom again.
From the bottom again. Yeah. You know? So that was a bit of an, like, adapting to that.
Yeah.
And then...
See, the funny thing is, like, I remember telling guys up here, like, when... Because there were promotions before that would literally, like, from the bottom of the card to the top of the card, go, 10 to 15, mate, go and do what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I started booking, I started doing it the way we do it in RCW, like, down the card, like, 5 to 8, and you move up, sort of like that. And some guys were like, oh, I can't do a 5-minute match. I said, don't you want to get to the WWE one day? I said, you reckon you're not going to get a 5-minute match in there, mate? Sometimes you get a fucking 3-minute match. Learn to work it.
Yeah. The RCW card, actually, last show was awesome. It said... it said.
Yeah, because Cree would have wrote it?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
It said, you know, everyone, please try stick to times because Seabass and Brooks here on the show.
Yeah. That's how I remember the 12+.
It was awesome.
12 plus means 30.
It made me pop.
Yeah.
But I always appreciate when people are like, yeah, just, you know, go as long as you want. Yeah. Do whatever you want. It's like,
what's it mean? Last night, we only went 16, 17 minutes, I think it was. And we were given like 25. But it was still, the crowd sort of really went with it, with everything.
Yeah, no, it was... So,
which means I've got a link if you want to see it too later.
Yeah, cool. So. Was only that short, was it?
Yeah. I know. It was like, I think it was 16 or 17 off the top of my head. It's probably longer now. I look at it and go, oh, fuck, it was 25. But no, I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was cool because...
You'd never worked Nova before, but you'd worked the other three guys. Well, other two guys, hadn't you?
Not Rufio.
Hadn't you? Oh, I would have thought you would have crossed paths with him.
Nah, not Rufio. No, it was cool because, like, obviously... Crowds are different here in Queensland.
Yes.
But
crowds are different from fucking area to area here in Queensland,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it was cool because they were super vocal.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's one thing that Jesse said. He goes, oh, I really didn't realise that Brooksy would get such a good following. I said to him, look, even if they don't know Brooksy, a couple of minutes into a match, they're going to know Brooksy.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, get behind it anyway. That's kind of how I always try to go into to matches if I'm at, like, a new place sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, if they don't know me, I want to do something where they'll remember me.
Yeah.
During the match, whether it's like a cheeky spot or just something, I don't know. I try to incorporate making people laugh. So if I can make people laugh, you know,
by beating me through a pair of ropes.
Yeah, at the start, or you know.
Don't smile at that asshole.
Yeah, if I can make people laugh, and then as well as going out there and you know busting my ass and you know doing my thing. I don't know. I guess,
that was the closest I remember to an RCW intro is what we had that last night.
Yeah.
Just from you talking, it reminded me of when we did when I was back doing the ring intros and you were with Barnsley.
Oh god.
And I was doing the Blue Heelers intro and you're like, do we really weigh that much, mate? And I'm like, shut
up. Did I say that?
Yeah,
see, I don't even
I'm trying to like talk on the mic and used to it just like in my ear. Trying to throw me off the whole time. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I miss Barnsley. That was... Yes. I wish that went longer, that run. But unfortunately, he got hurt.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. Some of his ideas. Oh, my God.
That video you guys filmed at my wedding.
Yeah.
Brooks, you think I'm beer and glasses here?
Yeah. He was super keen on that whole thing. And it's just a shame he got hurt.
Oh,
like,
mate.
He would message me out of nowhere. And he's like, oh... I have this idea of our Titantron video. Why don't... It can be just us trying to do burnouts, but they're real shit burnouts, and we think they're really funny and really
cool.
And
then cool. You wanted that demo as a little healer.
Yeah, the little healer. Like, I remember that.
Your mascot.
We wanted him to be like our Spike Dudley.
Yeah.
that would have been sick.
Yeah, it would have been.
That would have been really cool.
Because that is demo.
Yeah, we like pick on him, and he's our little Spike Dudley. Yeah, I remember that. That was fun. That was really fun.
Donna's looking at this going, what the fuck is all this? Oh shit. So from now it's sort of like
sort of just going with the flow? There's no real major...
I'm just going with the flow, man. Just doing my thing.
No real
back at MCDub, back at RCDub.
Yeah.
Being brought
so
up
got,
to Queensland.
You got Istria this weekend down in
Adelaide? Yes. That Iron Fist place. Yes. They got their first show, which is seems like it should be really cool, man.
Yeah.
It should be fun. There's a lot of cool names.
Yeah, I talked to Istria this week. And I, as I said, I didn't like the idea of another promotion opening up in Adelaide. But then... so many different type of names that are on that card. I'm like, well, at least it's something different. It's not the same guys that are on every card.
Yeah, true. No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a few. There's a couple of Wrestle Rampage dudes. There's some PWA dudes. There's me. So yeah, it'll be good. And it's Istria. We've never wrestled. So.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that.
I'm interested to see how it goes as well, man. It's definitely a clash of styles. So.
And then you've got what you got. You've got Istria. Then you got Slex. MC Dub?
Yes, Lexi. That'll be fun.
Yes. Get your belt back?
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's a bit of a special weekend and us two flogs, me and Matthew, end up with our belts. His has a purple strap.
I'll be there in the nosebleeds watching you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at MC Dub?
Yeah. I'm going down for the weekend, so. I'll be there.
I hope you've got your tickets.
I've still got general admission. Don't buy any tickets, by the way, because I got to buy them this week. So don't just lay off the general admissions for a while.
Yeah, apparently it's selling out.
Shut
quick.
The fuck up,
I'm,
man.
I've got to let everyone know. Get on your MCDub tickets quick because it's selling out.
Now I'm going to be shitting myself.
And I can't even help comp people.
I know.
Because even me folks are coming and me folks never come. So,
yeah.
Jerk. No, that'll be fun. It'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah.
There's heaps of stuff going down that weekend, man.
It's basically a fucking WrestleMania type weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, MCDub, WWE, and then, like, I'm not a UFC guy, but I think McGregor's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's on the Sunday, isn't it?
That thing's on the Sunday with him and that... I don't want to say his name wrong and get heat.
Khabib.
There we go. People might jump on me for stupid stuff.
I don't ask me to say his last name, but yeah.
I thought that was his
name. No, that's his first name.
Okay.
It's better than it's like Neganimov or something.
Yeah, I'll let you get that.
There you go. all right, so if people around the country want to follow you on the socials, how can they do it, mate?
They can go onto their computer or their telephone device and then they can follow me. So my Instagram is... The Adam Brooksy, and so is my Twitter, The Adam Brooksy, and then my Facebook is facebook.com/BrooksyBrand, and then
you got a merch site as well.
I got Pro Wrestling Tee Store, so that's just like prowrestlingtees.com/AdamBrooks, and then I have a Big Cartel store, which is brooksymerch.bigcartel.com, and there's some cool stuff on there, so get it, because it helps me, you know. Drink Diet Coke and stuff.
No, you didn't even pay for that, so shut up.
Yeah, I know, but when I do have to pay.
Oh, okay.
That's always my that's always like my ending of stuff. Buy my stuff so I can drink my Diet Cokes.
Oh, God.
Or my Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
And just, I appreciate the support that everyone gives me. It's cool. It's good to be back in Australia. Good to see my friends. Good to see my family. Good to see my dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you fucking love your dogs too.
Yeah, man, they're awesome. They're the coolest dogs ever. It was weird, like, I got... when
Calm
I got,
down, mate, alright? My dog's pretty
fucking everyone right. says that their dogs are the coolest. You know, it's normal. But, it was good getting home to see them all excited. The older one, she's a bit old. She didn't know what was going on.
Who the hell is this guy?
the little dude, he was excited, so... But while I was away, the older one, like, made my bed her bed.
Like
she's kind of gotten into that habit, and like so yeah, at least I have a nice little companion to snuggle up to at night now, so it's all good.
Brooksy is fucking amazing to see you again, mate.
Likewise.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. No, it was a pleasure to be here. I always like coming in, just having a chat, a bit of a gas bag. So no, thanks Toddy, it's good to see you, bro.
Thanks, mate.
It's now time to find out where the action is around the country. And in New South Wales, of course, the NRL Grand Final is on Sunday, but that is not the only thing going on in New South Wales. Future Wrestling Australia has Battle for Destiny 2 at the Dural Country Club. That is on the Saturday, so that is before the NRL Grand Final, so you don't have to worry about missing out on that for that. Doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7. Tickets are available at moshtix.com.au. Geez, Big Fudge is on the show. Savannah Summers on the show. Harley Wonderland's on the show. Maddie Wahlberg. A whole host of local professional wrestling. Good professional wrestling will be on that. Professional wrestlers will be on that show. And also, Five Star Flash has an announcement for the next international talent that will be coming down to Future Wrestling Australia. So get down. Also featuring a 21-man rumble. That's one thing I did forget to say. So get down to moshtix.com.au. Get your tickets. And then get to Dural Country Club on Saturday night. And a new one in the ACT. ICW presents Day of Darkness. That is at the Belconnen Community Centre at Belconnen. I don't know the ACT at all. So if that's in Canberra or near Canberra, get to it. Support them. Tickets are $10 and they are available at the door. So go and support local pro wrestling in Canberra in the ACT. In Victoria, of course, Saturday night is the AFL Grand Final, dominating everything in the state of Victoria. But on the Friday night, PCW has pizza and power bombs. What a Grand Final Eve you can have. Go and check them out. $15 at the door. PCW.com.au for that one too. It's at the Southeastern Entertainment Center. It's pretty much their home base. So go and check them out. Support them. Have a really good time before the AFL Grand Final. In WA, not too much going on in WA for the weekend. Of course, the West Coast Eagles are in the AFL Grand Final on the Saturday night. So, but EPW are still running shows at the Perth Royal Show until Saturday. Three shows a day at 1:15, 3:15, and 5:15. So go out there. If you go into the Royal Show in Perth, go out there and find EPW. Set yourself up, watch a show, enjoy yourself, then go and check them out when they have their normal shows. In Adelaide, Iron Fist Pro Wrestling presents their debut show, Genesis, at the Published Art House in Adelaide. That's this Friday night. Not too sure how to get tickets. Go to their Facebook page to find the ticket link for that one. I think it's MoshTix, but I'm not too sure off the top of my head. Really do apologize for that one. AJ Istry is taking on Adam Brooks. Jonah Rock taking on Hideki Suzuki. Get around it. Rat Daddy will be there. Davis Storm will be there. Indy Hartwell will be there. So many talents that you don't get to see every day in Adelaide. So if you are in Adelaide this Friday night, go and check them out. Iron Fist Pro. Hit their Facebook page and get some tickets and go and see them. And in Queensland, United Pro Wrestling presents Over the Top, a 20-man Over the Top Rope Elimination Rumble at the Shed in Aussie World. That's this Saturday. Tickets, get to their Facebook page, hit the links, get the tickets, get out and support them if you're on the Sunshine Coast. For UPW, guys on that show will be 13 EC Diamond, Muhammad Ali Vaez. My boys, Jamie Luxford and Jesse Love will both be there. Adonis will be there. The Stockman will be there. It'll be a great show. Go and check them out. Again, if you're on the Sunshine Coast, hit up UPW's Facebook page for tickets on that one. And rounding out where the action is this weekend, I will be at Venom Pro Wrestling at the Showman's Club in Yatala, where I will be seconding my man, Showtime Jake Nova, as we put together a team of four to go up against, and I can't believe we're saying this, the Bachelorette's own Apollo Jackson. Oh my God. He will not get a rose like he got last time. Believe me, you'll be getting a beating as we take him and three of his so-called friends. I don't believe he even has any, but we're going to take three of those four on in a survival match. Also, the main event for that one is Flashman against Gino Gambino from the Bullet Club. So get down, check them out. Hit their Facebook page up for tickets, for links to tickets on that one. If you are at the show and I'm not in full Todd Eastman mode, come and see me, come and say hi, tell me you listen to the show, just so I know that I'm not just talking to myself here. Anyway, that's it for where the action is this weekend. Alright, that's it for this episode of WrestleRaid Australia. Once again, big thanks to my guest Adam Brooks. Like I said, one of the best professional wrestlers in this country at the moment. I can say in this country because he's actually here at the moment. Great to sit down, have a beer with the guy and have a chat with him. One of the most genuinely nice people too in professional wrestling. And you always know where you stand with Brooksy. There's no two-faced about it. There's no hiding behind anything. What you see is what you get with Brooksy. And then that's why That's why he gets. That's why he's so good, and that's why people like him so much, because he is the genuine article, and he does deserve to be seen on a global scale. So once again, big thanks to Brooksy for coming and having a chat to us, mate. Long time between drinks. Hope it's not the same length of time. If you haven't already, guys, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free, and you can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears. Share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia. And on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. Remember also, if you go to redbubble.com, there are the Wrestle Radio Australia. Just put in the search bar Wrestle Radio Australia. All the Wrestle Radio Australia shirts on sale there for... on sale there. Oh, geez, get the words out, Todd. Any profits we make for that till the end of November will be going to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life. They are two charities I am very passionate about, especially after the whole wrestling with depression episodes we did not too long ago. If you do go back through the archives and do search it out, a really, really good episode. Sat down with Brody Marshall, Gino Gambito, and the Wolf Dog, and had a good old chat. Really just stress to people how important it is to talk about your issues, talk about your problems. Like we said on the show, and I'll keep saying it again, we lose six Australian men a day to suicide, and that's something we need to change. And hopefully, if you buy a shirt, not only will you be repping the show, which is pretty cool, to be perfectly honest, but you'll also be helping out a good cause or good causes in Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life. Now, to take out the show for good, Todd's Terrible Wrestling Song. I say this because I'm not really a massive fan of the song, but I'm playing it because we had Brooksy on as a guest, and anyone who knows Brooksy knows that Jeff Hardy is his favorite wrestler. So here we are to take out Wrestle Radio Australia, Jeff Hardy and Obsolete. And we'll see you next week right here on WRA.
In my ways, I am changing. Every single move you're making, since the vandalized predictions, far beyond our comprehension. I've been told to wait.